Track 12. The Maltings. The growth of farming activity in the local area during the 16th and 17th centuries led to the development of two crucial industries, framework knitting and malting. Malting is a process in which cereal grains are made to sprout and then quickly dried before the plant develops. The grain is soaked and spread out across the floor before being dried naturally in a kiln. Mansfield's malt was known for its high quality, which was said to be due to the coal and coke used in the drying kilns. Prior to the building of the railway, malt was dispatched on pack horses, which returned with coal required for the malt production. The maltings is of typical design. A long, single-story building with a floor that slopes slightly from one end of the building to the other. The grain malted here was used to make beer for Mansfield Brewery, which began operating in 1855, although malt production here dates back to 1740. David Crute explains why the building remains and reminds us of the museum founder's involvement in the brewing industry.
That is the last purpose-built maltings in this area, so that's why it's a listed building, so that's why it's still standing. William Bailey, who was the senior partner, he was an eccentric, I think we can safely say. He took the money but didn't do actually any work. The major partner was a chap called William Jackson Chadburn, who became a mayor at one time, and he was a driving force of the brewery. A typical Victorian of his day, I suppose. He worked himself to death, basically. He just worked all hours God sends and built up the brewery, and just he was businessman first, last, foremost, and without it, the brewery wouldn't have got where it was.
William Bailey's son, Frank, who inherited half of the brewery, was not capable of making a will, and as such, on his death, his fortune was left in trust rather than taken by the Crown.
Continue up the road and cross over at the Black Swan pub. Head through the left-hand arch in the viaduct and turn left along Station Road and up the steps to the train station.